One important point to note is that, as Madam Chair said, referring to AGC, as a matter of fact, AGC and AGTC, these are sister agreements, so to say. Pretty much when you would look at AGTC, you will recall that the lines that are named CE, they are equivalent of the E lines in AGC agreement. Not only we have to be looking at internal consistency of the agreements, but we need to be looking also at the consistency between the two agreements. For example, I recall that an earlier amendment proposal that was accepted, I think like two sessions ago from Poland, that actually focused on internal consistency between those two agreements. The Secretariat, as much as we can, because as you remember from yesterday, Francesco Di Onori is also secretary to the working party SC1, which is managing the AGC agreement. We pretty much, sorry, SC2. SC1 is due to the fact that I was presenting recently at SC1, at SC2. We try to always ensure that if there are amendments, proposals to CE lines, that that is also reflected for the E lines. Of course, the amendment proposal have to come from the contracting parties. Of course, there is an issue when a country is a contracting party to one but not to the other agreement. This is also to take into consideration. Issues become more complicated. I think we are not going into a gap like what we have under the protocol to AGTC and the AGN agreement between AGC and AGTC. However, I think that's an important point to be noted and remembered that AGC and AGTC are sister agreements, and when amending CE lines, that pretty much means that equivalent amendment should be done to E lines. On the good note, we will come back to this, but for example, as you will see in the amendment proposal from Kazakhstan, similar amendment proposal is actually submitted to SC2 to make equivalent amendment in AGC. That's an important point.